Sanhedrin Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet 8:4. Here the Mishnah is going to give like a whole litany of other technicalities, where even if the kid did steal money from his father, did buy meat and wine, did go to someone else's house and guzzle it all over there, three times with the warnings, after the first warning that was formal, after the second warning they got lashes, still he won't be subject to the ultimate penalty of skila, if a variety of technicalities aren't met. So we're going to discuss those here. It says, Haya aviv rotzev imo eino rotza. If his father wants to drag him to the Beis Din to be tried for Ben Sor Mora and get skila, but the mother doesn't want. Or aviv eino rotza, or the father doesn't want imo rotza, but the mother does want, eino naase ben Sor Mora. Then he wouldn't be convicted. So you see, it has to be that both the parents are totally giving up on this child. They're saying, this child is hopeless, and now the time has come. So that tells you a big insight into why this kid has no hope, okay? He's doing terrible things. He's got a terrible habit that he simply cannot control. And his parents have given up hope of trying to support him and help him. So that's why. But if even one of the parents still prepared to be his champion and doesn't want to, you know, convict him, so then he won't be convicted. Ad shiu shneim rotzim. It has to be that both of them want to bring him to the Beis Din together. That's because the pasuk says, v'tafsu vo aviv v'imo. His father and mother both tofes, they both kind of grab him to drag him to the Beis Din. That's condition number one. And for goodness sakes, what kind of parent wants to have their kid executed? Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tana who holds that this never has happened, this never could happen, he has a few extra requirements based on the fact that the Pasuk says, our son, Eineno Shomea Bekoleinu. So he makes of the fact that it says kolenu instead of kolosenu. So it says mother and father say our voice in the singular instead of our voices in the plural. Because of that, according to Rabbi Yehuda anyways, the parents need to be just alike, kind of like the Seir Mishtalech, just alike, if you will. But they have to be alike in three specific ways. Bakol, bamara, uvakoma. Kol means voice. They have to have the same voice. They have to sound alike. Mara means they have to look alike. And koma means they have to be the same height, same physical stature, okay? Both mother and father. So, of course, that's extraordinarily unlikely. I mean, whose voice is the same as his wife's and whose face is the same as his wife's and so on. But anyways, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo haise imo ru'uy la'aviv, if his father and mother are not kind of mirrors of one another, einu naase ben sora mora, then he also wouldn't become ben sora mora because of, like I told you before, you need those three conditions. Voice, appearance, and height. Now, more technicalities. We're going to say that the parents have to be able to fulfill the pasuk sort of very explicitly. That pasuk says, "V'tafsu bo aviv v'imo," his father and mother grab him, so you need hands. "V'hotzio so el zikne irov el shar mekoma," they drag him down, they take him down to the Beis Din, so you need legs to get him over there. "V'amru," and they say, they need to be able to speak, "el zikne irov," "b'neinu ze sora more," "eno shemea b'koleinu," they say, our son doesn't obey us, "zolel v'sove," he's a drunkard and a glutton and a drunkard. So they have to be able to see that he's not listening. He has to hear he's not obeying them. So all those conditions need to be met. Says the Mishnah inside. Haya echad mehem gidem. If one of the two parents are missing a hand, o chiger, or they're missing a foot, o ilem, or they can't speak, o sumo, they can't see, o cherish, they can't hear, then eino naase ben sora mora. So then the child will not be convicted as a ben sora mora. Based on the pesukim, like I explained, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'tafsu bo aviv imo, his father and mother grab him, below gedimin, so therefore they can't be missing a hand. Below chigrin, and it says, v'hotziu also, they bring him to the Beis Din, below chigrin, they can't be missing a leg. V'amru, and they say, below ilmin, they can't be mutes. B'neinu ze, they have to be able to see the kid they're pointing to. Below Suman, they can't be blind. Einenu shomea b'kolenu, he doesn't listen to us. They can observe with their eyes that he's just simply not listening. So then locher, they have to be able to hear with their ears. Excuse me, he's rejecting what they're saying. So then velocherishin, they can't be deaf. Okay, they need to hear his words and hear that he is not listening to them. So of course, again, here, if you want to give a time to cry, you'll say, listen, you see the parents. If the parents, you know, couldn't be good parents because they're somehow handicapped, then that would be an excuse to the kid, but it's a zero as a cuss of really. So the point here is that, you know, more technicalities that will let the kid off from being a ben sora mora. Okay, now says the Mishnah further, masrin bo, they have to give him a formal warning. So that would be in front of two witnesses. Okay, if two witnesses that they warn this child, look, kid, do not do that again. Steal our money and buy the wine and meat. And then after that, he does it a second time. So then Bifnei Shlosha, they bring him to a Bezdin of three, Dayanim. And they umalkanoso, after the second infraction, they give him Malkus, like a good old-fashioned Bezdin giving the Malkus, right? The full-blown Malkus. And then Chazar v'kilkel, he does it for a third time, once again ignoring them. So then Nidon be'esrim u'shlosha, then he is judged by a Bezdin of 23. Then Niskal ad sheyusham shlosha harishonim, amongst the 23, you need to have the three Dayanim from the first, like from the previous Bezdin, which gave him Malkus. Shenemar, based on the Pasuk, Baneinu Zeh, this son of ours. So they have to be able to see, they have to recognize Zehu Shelaka Bifneichem, this child that you know, because you already gave him Malkus previously. Now, one more technicality. If Barach, if the kid ran away, Adshel Nigmar Dino, prior to being convicted, in other words, he did everything wrong. You know, in the first 3 months of his after bar mitzvah, he stole and was warned, and he was busted three times, so now he's ready to go. But then he runs away. So that means that before they can bring him to the Bezdin 23 and convict him, he disappears. And how long is he gone for? Until he reaches the closing of the window, meaning he hits puberty in full, having the full beginning of all his pubic hairs to grow. So then he's found at that point. So Baruch ad shlo nigmar dino, he disappears before he's convicted. V'achakach hikif hazakan atachton. After that, he begins to have sprouting of all his pubic hair, and then they catch him, they want to try him now. Too late, putter. He's exempt from being punished. The reason why is because in his current state, he wouldn't be chayev for the penalty, because you only can become a ben soramor in those first 3 months, and also prior to the zakana tachton sprouting, so it's too late. So again, the idea is that a person who did a crime can't be tried now if the din for him in his current state would be different. This, of course, is a very uncommon situation. It doesn't happen often at all, because usually, from bar bas mitzvah, it's all the same, typically. But there are examples like this. For example, if a person was not Jewish and he blasphemed Hashem, the penalty is going to be, for such a crime for a non-Jew, would be saif, would be like beheading. If the guy converts in the meantime, then he's brought to trial, so now he's Jewish, even though he did blaspheme Hashem, but the punishment is for the blasphemer we saw before is to get skila. Since his punishment now is not the same as it would have been before, he wouldn't be punished for either. So technicality gets off on, and the same would be true if the kid can't be convicted until after he reaches zakana tachton, having sprouted. Ve'im mishenigmar dino barach. However, if first they convicted him, and then as they're bringing him out to the base of skila, he runs away. So then, Barach, he ran away. V'achkach hikif zakana tachton. And then after that, he hits puberty in full. Doesn't matter. Chayv, he's still in the hook. Meaning, even if the kid, ran away and we catch him 50 years later, he's now 63, old man, still they'd punish him as at that point, still as a convicted, ben Sora Mora, because there's no getting away from the din once it's been paskin. At that point, there's no statute of limitations. The din has to be carried out.